Well, good morning, and welcome to the beginning of our fourth week together. We've come a long way, I'm sure, both of us. I certainly have felt the benefits of this, and in a way that maybe you hadn't recognized, is we've got to learn a different lesson along the way, certainly I have, which is how do we make adjustments so that we can have a meditation practice even when our life changes. So you've noticed that during our 4 weeks together, I've been in different places as we've been meditating. I led a retreat out in California, and we had a guest come and stay with us, so I no longer have my meditation room. And so I've had to find different settings to meditate that are conducive to having not too much sound outside, and sometimes the lighting hasn't been very well. But making meditation the priority and setting the focus to make sure that it happens just be something very important for me. The fact that I'm recording for you was also very helpful. But it did make sure that before I went to bed at night, I had a plan. And, you know, thought about where could I go and what would be the situation. Maybe I had to get up earlier and just find an environment that would be conducive. So we don't always get our perfect environment. We don't always get our nice little setting at home. And we do travel and we're on vacation and things happen. But even in those situations, making some time for ourselves to be present, to be clear, to engage in our lives, especially when we're on vacation, in ways that are truly meaningful and helpful. Well, I've just found that to be an important habit to develop in my own life. So I hope that you are too. And again, either way, if you miss some days, you know, not the big deal. It's always a new opportunity each day to begin again. So I've gone through lots of spans in my life where I've fallen in and out of practice, and that's why over this more current period of my life, I've really been on a bit of a mission to be more consistent in my own life and to share that with others, lessons that I have found that have helped me so much. So hopefully you are finding some as well. So now we're entering our fourth week. We're really starting to shift and empower you to be in charge of your own meditation. So this time I will talk even less. I will invite you to do your own body scan. And so instead of me even saying which part of the body, I'm just going to let you work your way down. We've done it enough. I'll start us off, and then I'll bring us back to the breath when we're ready. I'll just give you cues as to each point, you know, give ourselves permission, set our motivation, body scan, breath, cultivating peace and ease, and becoming aware of the day ahead of us. So that'll be the process, and I'll cue you and allow you to really engage in that process. So by the end of our week here, you'll just be meditating, and I'll just be sitting with you. So that's the goal. I think we're ready for it. All right, so I invite you to get into your posture of vigilance. Looks like I have a little bit of an angle here. Okay, posture of vigilance. Straight back. Comfortable, relaxed. Tongue touching the roof of the mouth. And a mental posture of vigilance. We're here to meditate. So I invite you to take a little time to ground your awareness in the solidity of your body. invite you now to give yourself some permission, some spaciousness. Now, your motivation. Now bringing your awareness to the crown of your head. Take a little time to do a body scan, relaxing and releasing any tension that you have in your body. Keeping your mind alert throughout the process, attentive. And take a moment to expand your awareness throughout your whole body. Relax and release any tension that you find. when you're ready. The body that's relaxed and the mind that's alert. Bring all of your awareness now to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. As always, we let the breath be natural, unmodified. Let your body breathe. Just be a witness, a very focused and attentive witness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Each breath, a new moment, a new opportunity. I'll take a little time to cultivate some peace and ease. I invite you to take a little time to bring your attention to the day that awaits you. Calling to mind this rare and precious opportunity that will never come again and how you would like to participate in it. I invite you to set a firm intention to do your best today, to be the person that you want to be as mindfully as possible. Try to remember to be aware of your breath and be gentle with yourself, gentle with others as you engage in this precious day. When you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No worries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly and gently. All right. Well, hopefully that went well for you. Different shift, really letting you take charge of guiding yourself much more. I did shorten the actual length of meditation a bit since we're in this transitional phase, so it was a few minutes shorter overall, but you know, with me talking less, I thought it was valuable to just get used to the process. So all right, well, I do hope you have an amazing day today, and I look forward to our next opportunity, which hopefully will be tomorrow morning. All right, be well.